Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, they call me the Queen of Predictable Sales Results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, his zone of genius is his ability to help people feel calmer, more relaxed, and more confident, as well as to have the resources to overcome anxiety and depression so that they can have caring, understanding, and supportive relationships. So I am super excited to introduce Jeff Schneider. Now, for 36 years, Jeff, a licensed clinical social worker, author, and trainer, has helped people who feel ignored, unheard, misunderstood, and unsupported in their relationships, and who may be suffering from anxiety, depression, emotional eating, and other compulsive behaviors and poor self-image. Now, his sensitivity, intuition, and compassion have helped his clients create more intimate and passionate relationships in which they feel supported, heard, and understood. Now, his clients also feel calmer, more relaxed, and confident, and accomplish their personal, professional, health, and spiritual goals and live more satisfying and peaceful lives. Now, Jeff is a published author who has written for Living and Being, which is a magazine focused on holistic healing, along with online publications, including yourtango.com and marriage.com. Now, he's also written a workbook on the emotional freedom techniques. Jeff has incorporated EFT, the emotional freedom techniques, into his work with his clients and has introduced EFT to a wide range of organizations. Now, he's formulated an online relationship program called Connected Relationship to help individuals or couples to have a more caring, supportive, understanding, and intimate relationship. Now, strongly committed to his own personal and spiritual growth, Jeff has practiced daily meditation for over 43 years. Well, welcome, Jeff. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you very much, Wendy. I'm excited to be here as well.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping people through so many different life frustrations and challenges so that they can have those, ultimate loving relationships. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Well, I'll be happy to share it with you.
So, Jeff, top of mind for me, as always, my favorite question is, what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own practice?
Well, I had been working in a substance abuse program for about 22 years. During that time, I actually had a part-time practice. And then it was time to go into a full-time practice. I wanted to work with more motivated people because at the agency, a lot of the people were mandated. And frankly, I also wanted to have the opportunity to significantly increase my income.
Right. And that is, obviously going into business for yourself, we're not building somebody else's business, we're building our own. And so that's, one of those key motivators. But I love the fact that also, you realize that, a mandated person who's there because they have to, maybe that really wasn't providing you with the fulfillment, right?
Well, I did experience some fulfillment getting through, to mandated people, and I did forge some amazing connections that have really touched my heart. At the same time, it was time to move on.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You had kind of gotten to the point where you wanted to spread your wings probably in a more impactful way. So, and obviously 36 years, wow, of supporting people through their fears, their frustrations, you know, their challenges. That's impressive. But I'm curious, has your business mission or vision evolved during that time, you know, beyond the substance abuse program work that you were doing?
Oh, absolutely. When I went into private practice full-time, I had been accepting insurance. Sometime after that, not too long after that, I withdrew from insurance panels, which gave me the opportunity to set my own fees and establish a treatment plan that works for the client rather than an insurance company dictating it. Mm-hmm. And then I also was one-on-one primarily, which it still is, yet I added a group. Then I added a second group, which meant I could help more people at one time and offer something very, very valuable for more affordable fees than my private sessions. Then I created the EFT book, Emotional Freedom Techniques Tapping Workbook. And then I created an online relationship program.
Right. Yeah, well, that's been an impressive evolution. And obviously, as you gained more insights as to how to serve more people, you know, because we each only have 24 hours in a day, developing your group program as well as the online course gives so many more people access to your expertise. So yeah, that makes perfect sense. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your practice?
Oh my, there have been a lot of roadblocks.
Okay. Can you maybe zero in on one? I have a feeling we could spend the rest of the time just talking about all of them.
Okay. So just one. Well, thank you for clarifying to keep it to one. It really has to do with my own anxiety. Was there going to be enough clients? Will I be able to earn enough money? And that had to do with my mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that is one of the things that comes up, is our own inner beliefs, inner thoughts that tend to trip us up, especially early. Can you maybe share a technique that you used to be able to overcome that fear of having enough clients and being able to sustain yourself financially?
Yes, I used the emotional freedom techniques tapping to help me, you know, heal some of my own wounds and doubts. I engaged in my own counseling and therapy. I engaged in all sorts of personal, professional, and spiritual growth programs. Mm-hmm. And I hired a lot of business coaches through the years, and I received individual and group business coaching and received support from friends and family.
Right. So it sounds like you really took to heart, you know, investing in yourself, you know, with a lot of work to resolve that, because let's face it, we show up with ourselves, I should say, every day. And so if we're getting in our own way, then that's something that is top of mind that needs to be solved. So yeah, that's great. I love that you really, in essence, in my mind, you kind of walked your talk, right? You use the technologies and the techniques, the EFT and the various methodologies that then you've turned around and given your own clients access to.
I have absolutely walked the walk, and I can only take people as far as I've gone. And I have invested a tremendous amount of time, money, and energy into, you know, myself and learning how to run a successful business.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And obviously it's worked because 36 years, that's impressive. And, you know, Jeff, you're obviously an expert at helping people feel calmer, more relaxed, and more confident, as well as to have the resources needed to overcome anxiety and depression, you know, so that they can have those loving relationships. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
This is, Wendy, as you say, absolutely a different skill set. And while I am more comfortable with sales and the client enrollment process, you know, I still do feel uncomfortable. More people say no than yes. A lot of people who want to see me won't see me because I don't accept insurance. And when I feel most uncomfortable, I think it's when I get into feeling like I'm selling rather than really believing that I am doing them a profound service by telling them the different ways that I can help them, mm-hmm. and by offering different solutions so that they can get relief from their pain and suffering.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, that is one of those tricky things that a lot of, you know, practitioners, coaches, you know, people working directly with potential clients in trying to convey what they see as possible for them without it feeling salesy, you know, without it feeling like you're trying to convince them for what's good for them. It's kind of like having a kid and saying, no, you need to eat your broccoli because it's good for you. You know, you need to do this because it's good for you. So what I'm hearing you say is you're not wanting to feel like you're selling them.
I don't want to feel like I'm selling them. I don't want to feel like I'm trying to convince them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, if you'd like, I would be happy to give you some insight around how to shift that.
Yes, I would very much welcome that.
Okay. Well, this is always a fun opportunity for me because, you know, the work that you do is, it's just like night and day, you know, for somebody to go from those feelings of, you know, depression and all the myriad of different things that people struggle with that keep them depressed, you know, feeling ignored, unheard, misunderstood, unsupported in their relationships, to being able to have a relationship that is fulfilling and full of passion. Who wouldn't want that, right? And so when you're speaking with somebody or even maybe conveying it on your website, when it comes to offering your program, you know, your online course, the relationship program that you have created, Connected Relationship, what's really important to do is to help people realize what it's really costing them in their life, how long they have spent or how much time has gone by, or what are they missing out on in life by being in this negative state, this state of suffering? And when you help people to really connect emotionally with that and not just be able to kind of tell you at a surfacey level, oh, you know, it's just, I've been struggling with this and that and da, 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 da. When you help them to, you know, sink into the feeling and the emotion of that, and then help them through your conversation or even on, you know, through the copy on your website to understand what is possible, then it opens up that hope and that feeling of excitement and, you know, hope, I think, is the best word, that things really can be better. But the thing is, the offer, you know, the way that they get to that ultimate result of having that loving, passionate relationship where it's trusting and, you know, fulfilling, the missing link is the link that needs to really be clarified is how are they going to get there? And that's the part that is, instead of telling a lot of detail and, you know, going very complex, this is the tricky part, because this is your expertise, right? And for you, it's not complex, but for somebody else, it quickly can sound very complex and inaccessible. So there's a fine line between presenting how you help a person gain that loving, fulfilling relationship in a way that builds their trust and confidence in you versus just talking simply about the outcomes of working with you. So it's a fine line between pairing the process with what's possible. And when you do that, it shifts the energy from being like you feeling salesy or convincing to more like, this is the path. This is how we get you there. This is the pathway, and it's proven, it's worked for people just like you, because this is why. And so when you shift it to more of a focus on, this is the process and the procedure that I've laid out in order for you to be able to attain that, then it takes that focus off feeling like you're trying to convince somebody that this is good for you. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. Oh, opening good. People up to the cost of their suffering, the cost of not taking action.
Yep.
And then opening them up to what is possible, and that things can really be better. So it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And then the focus being on, this is how we're going to get you there.
Yes.
And so that just, you know, it takes that complete pressure off of you of just feeling like you're just going to convince them to take action, because it shifts it to, this is how, but not to go too complex. That's my word of caution there. So, but hopefully that'll help move the needle for you here when you're, you know, even coming up with the messaging on your website to support people to be inspired to take action and signing up for that program that you've created, as well as, you know, working one-on-one with you or in your group program. So yeah, that's, you'll have to let me know how that works for you. So, and you know, Jeff, we're coming on the outside here, the tail end of the pandemic, thankfully. There's definitely light at the end of the tunnel, just depending on what country you're in. It's still, you know, very much a reality, but for us in the US, there's a lot more opening up happening. But that being said, the pandemic has really brought to the surface a lot of these things that you work with, you know, that people struggle with, that the frustration. So can you share a little bit about the impact of the pandemic on the work that you do?
I can. You know, people are together much more. They feel trapped. They feel suffocated. They've been wanting their own space. They've had to adjust to working from home.
Mm-hmm.
They, while also their kids are home in school, so they're working from home. While their kids are home, they're juggling their relationship, their work, parenting. It's been very, very stressful. The fears around the pandemic. And then during the pandemic, we had an election.
Right.
There was a lot of pre-election jitters.
Yes.
I had the opportunity to talk with people on both sides, and they were both experiencing very strong fear, hurt, and anger. And also during the pandemic, along with the election, there was a tremendous amount of violence and political and racial divisiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this has put tremendous pressure on people's relationships, as well as on their own anxiety and depression.
Right. Yeah. It has really created a lot of stress on those relationships. So I can just see how the work that you do has just been so critical. And if you could, you know, how do you work with people who want to finally have caring, understanding, and supportive relationships? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Yes. I work with people privately. I see folks together with their partner for couples counseling. I have two weekly counseling groups, the Emotional Freedom Techniques Workbook and the Online Relationship Program. I help people to have resources so that they can feel calmer and more relaxed, so that they could take more responsibility for themselves rather than point a finger at their partner for their problems. I help people to communicate more effectively so that they, again, can have the more caring, understanding, and intimate relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've really developed a lot of different ways to support people through those issues and challenges and frustrations that have been, you know, so debilitating for their relationships. So yeah, I love how you've incorporated so many different approaches, and the EFT workbook, you know, just meets people at so many different levels. So yeah, that's fantastic. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
They can visit my websites. They could visit www.healing-wellness-counseling.com, as well as www.connected-relationship.com. Okay. And they can email me at jeff@healing-wellness-counseling.com.
Okay, perfect. So that is, so the two websites, healing-wellness-counseling.com. And then you've got the other website that is specific to the relationship program, right? Connected-relationship.com?
Exactly, yes.
Perfect. And so they can learn more about that online program at that website?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. And then more about working with you directly and just your methodologies and that at healing-wellness-counseling.com.
I'm not sure if I heard you say it's Jeff at.
Your email, right? Your email address, exactly. jeff@healing-wellness-counseling.com. Okay, perfect. Yes. Perfect. Well, Jeff, you've already shared just some powerful golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your practice, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Yes, that's another great question, Wendy. I think that it's really important to have persistence, to have faith in oneself, and to recognize that delivering the service, which people have been trained for, is very, very different than running a business. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it's really important to get training in how to run a successful business. Mm-hmm. And they could do that by working with someone like yourself, get business coaching. They could do it by working with someone like myself to deal with, you know, the anxiety and the deeper mindset and maybe the traumas that affect their self-esteem and belief in themselves. Mm-hmm. Very important for them to also get peer support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One last thing, I think, it's for them to really understand there is a tremendous difference with offering what they are trained to do, whether it's a massage or a dental work or counseling, whatever it is, acupuncture, they are experts in that. Mm-hmm. Yet when they were going to school, when I was going to school, we were not trained at all with how to run a business and a practice.
Right.
So it's very important to understand that delivering the service, giving the service, is very different than running a practice and a business.
Right. Yes, that is really sage advice, because we don't realize what all is involved, like you said, because it just isn't talked about. You know, it's not necessarily part of the normal college curriculum. You know, this is how you build a business. And so venturing out, following, like I said, your zone of genius is only one part of it. So yeah, I love your advice, you know, gain the business skills, because we aren't born with those. And also address and acknowledge that it is so important to really clear those limiting beliefs and, you know, remove those blocks, because that's part of what is going to allow us to grow that successful business. So it's the skills and the inner work. So yeah, thank you so much, Jeff. I really, really appreciate you sharing that insight.
You're very welcome, Wendy. Yeah. And thank you again for inviting me onto your show. Really appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jeff, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early work in the substance abuse program, and then, you know, going full time into this impactful work you're now doing as a clinical social worker, an author, and a trainer who's now helping people who feel ignored, unheard, misunderstood in their relationships, and you know, and maybe even suffering from anxiety and depression, you know, reach that ultimate outcome of having caring, understanding, and supportive relationships. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
I've enjoyed the conversation as well, and you're very welcome, and thank you again.
Yes, my pleasure. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Jeff Schneider through his website as well as email. His website is healing-wellness-counseling.com. And so the email is jeff@healing-wellness-counseling.com, as well as visit his other website, connected-relationship.com, to learn more about his group program. And take a look at all the great material and information he has on his websites, because he is making a huge difference for people and couples today. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Jeff Schneider. And as always, here's to your success.